ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಸ್, ಶಾಂತಿ, ಆರ್ ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೈಲೆನ್ಸ್, ಡೀಪ್ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಲವ್ಫುಲ್ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಆಸ್ ದ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಾಂತಿ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಾಂತಿ? Generally people say, as Baba said, people ask, we want peace of mind. Then experience is, mind is peaceless. But mind is not peaceless. The soul has forgotten its source, that mind itself is the source of peace. Because mind is one of the power of the soul, and soul's original nature is peace. So what mind has become, as soul itself is own friend, and the soul is enemy of its own. It is the mind which generates the energy by becoming man-manabhav, fixing the mind, focusing mind on Baba. And today as well, Baba is saying, in slogan, become a donor. Give donation of power with your mind. And donate virtues through your behavior, action, interaction or connection with each other. And donate jewels of knowledge by becoming Roop Basant through your words, through your mouth. So become a charitable soul, a donor. So what is difference between giving cooperation, donation, an act of charity? Cooperation is where there is love for each other, friendship. The cooperation comes automatically without asking. In Hindi it is snehe sahyog. Snehe is a natural soul conscious love. And when the soul is seeing the need of the soul, the task which the other person is doing, you also want to help in that. Cooperation, sahyog, which is actually the task in a physical way. But donation is to fulfill the needs. Maybe it is helping someone with wealth, with clothes, with food, the need that the body needs. But the act of charity is what the soul needs. That is, and in the golden age, Baba says, there all are charitable souls. So there's no one is poor to get donation, but all are charitable souls. And charity begins at home. So it means that when we learn to give charity to our own selves, start working on the self, then we are giving cooperation to ourselves, and as well as Baba says, give the cooperation of your power to others. When others are angry, when others are not behaving with respect or love, or they are violent, just give them cooperation of what? Not cooperation of what they are doing, but it is the act of charity that gives them cooperation. The power what yourself you have. So you give it the charity. That is the act of charity, because the soul needs power. And so we are here today to become powerful. For what? Why should we become powerful? What made us weak? It is the powers of our souls we have lost, misused, and we have become weak, or we have lost them, or we can say that we are defeated. So Baba has created a fortress here. Of course, this weekend is a nice act, means online, they are showing the fortress of perfect purity, protection, by being a protector or under the protection of the protector. In fact, this is a sanctuary of peace, silence, where Baba has created a fortress. And we have to create the power within ourselves. Not fighting, it's not a question of protection from anything else. The first protection, in order to become powerful, to make the mind powerful, or to make the virtuous, so that we can cooperate others or help others with virtues. The first thing is that I have to make my own mind, I have to become my own friend. Fight, the real time energy is lost, is fighting with my own self. Who are my enemies? Very subtle, that it is, mind says, this is good task, I know it is, but I can do it tomorrow. Today I'm very busy, I will do this other task. And so in this way, mind, in form of either it is laziness, or it is postponing the good things, or it is in a very visible way, it's the dictates of my own mind, desires of my own mind. That is what takes a long time. Time, energy, and fighting with that. This immediately is visible, that we don't realize that we are using so much energy fighting with our own selves. And at that time, friends do not fight. Friends cooperate. But here we are fighting with ourselves. So I have become my own enemy. So who came that I have to fight? I have to conquer now. So one who is violent, causing violence in me instead of silence, creating noise in me instead of making peaceful, and the loud voice is of my own thoughts. Even in sleep I can hear my thoughts, I can see my thoughts playing wonderful game and very strange. Suddenly from there this dream has come. I have not thought about it. But in subconscious mind certain things are so strong that in the dream you are reacting and you are fighting and you are sulking or you are suffering. And at that time nobody else is actually attacking me. But this enemy which has sat inside the consciousness of body, or I have collected this. So my own thinking, and then it can be imagination, it can be doubt, it can be in the form of expectations. That is the great, very subtle enemy of expectations, my own self. It is good that I have to have enthusiasm, I have courage, I have confidence, but then expectations with comparison of others, that I should be also doing that. I will be doing that when I am inspired, when I really take the power to see it is good, then it is loving. But when it is comes in the form of comparison, then it becomes a competition. And competition becomes like an inner fight. And so there's no need to compare anyone, because the intellect knows that each individual is totally different. You cannot copy other person. Even if you try to copy, it will not be a real copy, because each individual soul is totally different. Even the physical bodies, maybe twins are born, it looks like both are equal or same features, but there is some difference in subtle features as well, and also their sanskaras are different, because the soul is different. And so every soul has a different, though we are all children of the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul. So first when I learn to conquer my inner enemy, instead of saying conquer my enemy, I learn to become my own friend. When I learn to become my own friend, then when my mind is wandering here and there, my friend can make me, it makes me aware it is not good. And yet, I am still thinking something which should not think. And I forget. So intellect reminds me that don't make mistake, because you are wasting your energy. Mind is enjoying actually thinking the same thing, making it so powerful to make it real what I have heard something. But if the intellect says no, maybe misunderstanding. So you have heard something, is it really true? No, this person told me, and I begin to believe that truth, and that is not truth. But I have heard something about me, somebody else have spoken or told others about me, wrong thing about me. I begin to believe this, and I begin to fight for nothing, which is falsehood, which was imagination, which was only misunderstanding, and I believe that. Believing which is misunderstanding believing it with belief, it is misunderstanding, and I am making myself understand and convincing myself it is truth. So I am fighting with my own self unnecessary. And that is creating peaceless in the mind. So this mind is peaceless. We want peace of mind. Because then the soul focuses on to fill itself again with the power of peace. And so then But it is, we can conquer only when we can become powerful, when we become actually detached observer and play like a player. I like other day, one point was going through my mind, churning in other words. Baba said, on this field of action, on this drama, there are 6, 10 players playing. And these 10 players are, 5 players are the agents of the nature, the elements. And the 5 players are agents of Ravana. And so that is clear, these 5 players of Ravana, which is of Ravana, body consciousness, ignorance, forgetfulness. So these 5 players have made everyone taken away all the health, wealth, happiness that we have. So instead of, it has destroyed our divinity, our spirituality, our purity. That's why Baba is making us once again, my own friend means that I stay more with myself in soul consciousness rather than friendship with my body, body consciousness. Body is already with me, but in consciousness, then I am actually taking the influence of 5 elements more. And in this way, the soul is desires are as attractions towards things. Because body, 5 elements which are there, earth, water, fire, air, ether, what is their property and what is power in them? With body consciousness defeats me. With which power body consciousness defeats me? Body is lifeless, no? Body has no life. And yet body consciousness is conquering me. It is the 5 players of matter, because body is matter. And it is playing, and in this play I am defeated, because its subtle power, subtle energy, body, flesh and bones, but it is attraction is towards the physical form, gravity. Earth has gravity, and this attraction towards anything, towards human beings, or towards the objects, or towards the beauty of nature, it's so, gravity is there that I like it. Baba says today, even like itself is also, it's no desire, but like, it is a door that will trap you. It's a bondage, it's a cobweb. So we create in this way, but it is attraction. So what it is, enemy is attracting me, that this attracting gravity towards more, and gravity means bringing me down. Instead of I am flying, I am trying to meditate and go up, but this gravity of body consciousness brings me down. So fight is taking place in meditation. I want to go up and then suddenly feel time. I become aware of this world or sometimes tiredness. So this attraction. Then the second element is water, blood connection. So emotion. Something is there, and so I have understood that emotional relationship or emotions, then certainly it will create then heat in me. The fire will come, anger will come, heat increases, blood pressure will increase, fear of anger, he is becoming bukhar chad gaya, fever of anger in this way. Heat comes in this. And so one after another, these 5 vices, play in a very subtle way and takes away our energy, and we are becoming weak and weak. Then greed is taking away my royalty. I am a royal person, is not actually, is satisfied, is satisfaction with what I have. But it is not a greed of physical things. It's a greed of subtle. Though you are being given love, you are being given respect, you are being taken care very well, you begin to compare. In the family, two children, mother, you love him more and less. You care more my brother and you are caring me more less. So we begin to compare, and in this way we begin to live. So gradually the quality within ourselves of body consciousness increases, and all this ego, sky itself, everything should be under my control. Nothing should go without my information, my direction. So this body consciousness is five elements, and in five elements are these five vices. Lust is body consciousness, desire of body consciousness starts with that attraction, temptation. If this lust is not fulfilled, anger comes. If it is fulfilled, then attachment. Certainly creations were attachment. Now attachment is there, I have to live, look after them. I need job. I need more and more situation. Great. And if I get less position, I am feeling little bit less, and if I get high position, I am no one is greater than me. So how this in body consciousness, this fight, these five elements are physical body through vices, and also the elements of nature, of course, that is very clear, because everything is out of control, and Baba says they will play for the destruction. But now these vices are playing to bring destruction of our original qualities. And so who will help us conquer? Other five. I have to join. Baba has actually given me the title, all of us. We are Shiv Shakti Pandav Army, spiritual army. And Baba's arms, or Baba's powers, are the power of godly powers. And when these five powers, knowledge, we become knowledgeable soul, not only with only faith and love, but knowledgeful. Today's Murli is very clear about bhavana, yukt, remembrance and love, and knowledge in the intellect, and then yoga. Through that, how we have developed faith, intoxication, determination, relationship with Baba is totally on different level. And only bhakti feeling, loveful feeling, it will fulfill, but temporary things, it will change, it will not make you strong. And so this is why knowledge is light, knowledge is might. And this God Almighty's might of knowledge, purity, Baba has given now purity of so many different levels of purity. We have thought, word, action. So more power is increasing, automatically others are decreasing. Light is lit, the darkness is dispelled, but it's not fight. So godly power actually do not fight. Without fight, with friendship, they make us victorious. So when these five players, and with the director, Baba the Almighty, come to play their role in this action, then we are victorious. And then the sanctuary of this peace and love becomes total. Not only house, not only then temple, but it becomes a palace where harmony, happiness, golden world exists. So the same castle becomes a palace for us, house. So then we don't have to fight, but we are actually victorious souls, jewel around Baba's neck. So that's why in order to become jewels around Baba's neck, garland around Baba's neck, beloved of Baba's children, just learn to love yourself. Become friend of yourself. Then you protect yourself, you support yourself, you convince yourself, you make you realize yourself. Of course, it's to become my own friend is also effort. Because sometimes friend deceives, no? Giving extra support. Okay, rest little bit more. Okay, it can be done. Okay. But then okay can be though. Sometimes I am deceived. And so it's important. The love is the key. And that is service for the self. Love for Baba, service for myself and for others. So that is godly power. Knowledge, loveful remembrance, snehe yukta remembrance. Then I will just remember only one mantra. Small mistake I will stop making. Because small mistake, what I have to forget, I remember that. And what I have to remember, whatever I remember, I forget that. And I complain to Baba and myself, Baba, I forget you. Sorry, I forgot about it. So then I will not make this mistake. And then I will not make mistake. I will not miss to take my inheritance. One mistake actually creates I miss the inheritance with one mistake. So what is the source? Just to practice. I don't make this mistake. And it begins with my mind. Because my mind has a power. Though it is intellect, but mind begins to enjoy the taste. Not a taste, that also speaks about it. Does not like, still speaks. Like, also speaks. Strange, no? What I don't like, that I think much more. So mind has the... Mind speaks loud. This is why, man mana bhav. Turn your mind towards me. Start talking to Baba and yourself. Then our remembrance becomes yoga yukta. Love yukta, knowledge yukta, saturated with knowledge, saturated with yoga, saturated with understanding. Om Shanti.